All right, fam. Welcome back to another episode of the Millennial Gems podcast. I am your host, K-I-L-L-A, and today I got my very first guest. I ain't gonna say too much about this man right here. I've known him for quite a few years now. We both are exploring the entrepreneurial world, trying to figure out what our purpose is. I ain't gonna say too much because I just want to have a real sitchy conversation with this man. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce y'all to Miles Earl. What's going on, my guy?
Hey, how's it going, man? Pleasure to be on here.
Man, glad I finally got my first guest, and I'm happy that it was you.
I appreciate that, man. It means a lot.
So what I want to ask first is, you know, I like to start off my podcast kind of just gauging where, you know, my guest is, you know, just physically, mentally, and business-wise. So it's something I call PMB. I actually got this idea from I Am Athlete, you know, Brandon Marshall and them over there. So shout out to them for this. But yeah, so I just want to ask you, you know, how are you doing, you know, whether it's like this week or this month, just how are you doing on a scale of 1 to 10, physically, mentally, and just business-wise, you know, 10 being like everything's just perfect, like, and then ooh, 1 just being, nah, shit is just down the fucking drain, it's just shitty. So, you know, let's wrap up.
So, you know, for me right now, you know, living every day, being able to do what I can do, I'm always say it's a 10, you know, just being able to breathe and you know, use my hands, my legs. I feel like it's every day it's a 10 for me. You know, I'm just working real hard, you know, maintaining this business, elevating with it every day, staying consistent. You know, things come, but the main thing, you know, is keeping that positive mindset, you know, whether you're in any type of situation, bad, good, you know, keep that positive mindset, you help, you know, progress in life. So, anytime I come across any problems, you know, I always think of just having a positive mindset and just know that with something that I'm going through now, I can help lead me to something else that, you know, keep me on the right path. So just keeping that positive mindset with everything I'm doing. And that's pretty much that.
Okay. So I just want to ask, like, is this something that you like newly kind of developed, like, you know, taking on like a more positive and kind of like driven mindset, or is this something you've kind of had since maybe like childhood or so?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, anybody that knows me, whether it's from kindergarten or whatever, you can know me for a day, you know, I always had a positive mindset. I always was a positive person, always in good spirits, you know, just trying to have a good time no matter what we're doing. We're trying to have a good time, whether it's going to the party, you know, I mean, life of the party, you know how that go. But always been a positive dude. I always wanted to be around positive people and just learn from people, just help better my life. And if I could provide anything for them to make their life better, do the same. Like I say, you know, in life, you know, you go through different situations and you can either have a positive mindset or a negative mindset. And with the past, you know, only thing that come with negative is negative. So to get past that, you got to have a positive mindset. So anything I come across or encounter, I just have a positive mind and just try to take that lesson and benefit from it in the future. So, you know, this whole positive stuff just been me from the jump.
Okay. I like that. So if for those who don't know, me and Miles, we go back to like a few years. We used to work at the same YMCA in Brighton, yeah. Oak Square. Personal training days, you know, fitness, it's the industry. Can you kind of just tell me like what made you decide to get into fitness? Like what kind of drove you into like that field, that industry, you know, in like college or beforehand? Like what got you into that industry there?
Yeah. So, you know, I always played sports as a young kid, starting at like 6, 5, 6, 7 years old. I played baseball. I had dreams of being in the MLB at one time. And so I watched Space Jam, you know, I had to cross over to basketball. Yeah. but, you know, I had the basketball dream, I had the baseball dream. I lived the football dream for a little bit, a quick year in Pop Warner, but that didn't last too long. But majority of my life, I played sports, whether it was baseball, football, basketball. And I was always on teams. And the thing about me is I like seeing what great people do. And like growing up, obviously, you know, you see Michael Jordan tapes, You see Allen Iverson tapes, and I kind of seeing that stuff influenced me a lot, and it made me wonder, you know, how they get to that level, and that was only through hard work. So with me knowing that, you know, hard work it will get me the results that I see that these athletes do, it always pushed me to just work hard in everything I did. So sports has always been in my vision, part of my life, just growing up overall. And then what really got me into like the physical training and all that is really how my body reacted to injuries. I was always curious how people got injured and how they recovered from it. And with that, you know, kind of question in my head, I kind of went into school when I was trying to figure out what I was going to study. That was like the best thing to go into, like the sports science, exercise science field, and just learn more about the body, on why we function the way we do, what helps us function the way we want to function, and why we don't perform the way we want to perform based off of like our daily intakes of food or just lack of exercise. So just that having that curiosity in college, which I attended at Bridgewater State University, I went into physical education, studied that for a little bit. My concentration was on exercise science. So that was mainly on like, you know, which the intake, you know, all about the stretching and the proper mechanics and all that stuff. And it was interesting to me because, like I said, I've been around sports my whole life, and I never really knew the insides and outs of, you know, prevent yourself from injury. Well, better words, reduce the chance of injuries, because as we know, injuries mm-hmm. occur no matter what.
Yeah.
But being able to at least reduce your chance of injury, and not having that knowledge, which comes from stretching, you know, obviously exercising more, I gained that knowledge, and then I applied that for my sports, with basketball, and it helped me. You know, I had achieved a lot of success from high school, playing ball. College was a different story. You know, the school I was supposed to go to play for, I didn't go to because I wanted to experience something else at a 4-year school. But like I said, if I know what I knew now before, things would have been a lot different. Mm-hmm. Just the curiosity of knowing understanding how the body works is what led me to focus on physical education and leading into personal training. So that kind of how I kind of put everything together that way, like that.
Okay. And then, so obviously now I've seen you with this transition of creating this whole Citchyville mm-hmm. brand here. So, you know, I don't want to say I was like there, but like when you like launched it, or when I do remember like when you first shot it, when you pitched that idea to me, I was like, oh, that's fire for sure. And like, yeah. I'm like, the way it took off, like the way you guys were like promoting, it seems like the entrepreneur kind of in you guys, or in you specifically, kind of just really just like, that's when it kind of just like sparked it. Cause I seen you guys like, you know, first started off as like just hoodies, right? Like you guys came up with like the hoodies.
The party hoodies,
like the and stuff like that. Yeah, like it was always so lit. So, you know, seeing now where you are now, like what actually was that what actually sparked your interest into the entrepreneurship world, like world of entrepreneurship, or was it something else that kind of, you know, was like, all right, I want to explore this lane now. Like, I want to be in this lane of entrepreneurship now.
Yeah, so we could bring it back to 2016 when this whole Citchy stuff was born. you know, I'm coming fresh out of college. You know, like I said, my whole brand's about turning negative situations into positives. You know, and just to give you a quick backdrop, you know, I went from playing all 4 years in high school of basketball to going to a school trying to, you know, walk on, and it didn't work out in my favor. So with me trying out those 4 years, and, you know, I had success with that, but it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to turn out to. But what I did learn from that was just I took some positive out of a negative. So, you know, you go from playing on a team, not worrying about, you know what I'm saying, not making a cut or whatever, to going to another university, and then things ain't going the same way you expected before. A lot of guys would take that and you know, turn that into negativity. But what I did was I seen what I could learn from that situation. So what I learned from that was, you know, no matter, you can give it your all, sometimes things ain't meant for you. But what I did take from that was the physical aspect of it and taking care of my body, for example, just from playing sports. So obviously, although I didn't make the team, but what that did was it still instilled me the hard work. And with everything I do, I put my all in. So as you think about the sports, and then after school, it was kind of just one of those things where it was just like puzzles being put together in my head. It was like missing pieces that were literally just forming themselves. So if you, like you guys don't know, I have an art background as well. So I used to draw and paint and do all that stuff. And that's where this design and stuff come from naturally in my head. It's just like I'm painting a mural at the time, you know, when I'm creating these designs. But back to what I was talking about. So
you're like a natural born kind of creative then, like it kind of just.
Yeah, it was just gelling because it's one of those things which also, well, I used to draw and then I stopped. And they say, you know, if you love something, let it go. And if it comes back, you know, it's here to stay. And this art stuff came back in a different form of, you know, merchandise. So that's how I knew, you know, this lane was for me. But the way I transferred over to that was through the lessons I learned from sports. You know, just giving it all no matter what. And even if the results are not what you want, there's still something you can learn from that. And I learned that, obviously, no matter what the situation is, if you're going to do something, give it your all. And it was hard work. So I just continue to work hard, even though I didn't get the results I wanted to, I still learned that the importance of, you know, what success can lead you to, what hard work can lead you to. And in other words, after school, when I graduated back in 2016, there were a few things between me and my boys. You know, we've been through, like I say, it's a situation. We've been through a few situations that, you know, normally people would take out and, you know, either become depressed or, you know, just kind of be an a-hole about a lot of stuff. But what we did was pretty much just turned all that negative into a party thing, you know. So the first thing we did around like, so we're talking summer 2016, I want to say right around probably like June, we got together, me and my boy Ann, shout out my boy Ann, my boy DJ. We threw a random little house party, you know what I'm saying, just to kind of just like celebrate life overall, right? And you know me, I like to catch the footage and everything. So I just, I think I had like an iPhone 5, a random iPhone 5, bro. And what I did was I said, yo, we're going to throw this house party. We rented out an Airbnb. We're going to throw this house party. And, you know, I'm gonna catch the footage and we're going to see what it does after that, right? So yeah, mind you,
not to cut you off, them volume video series that y'all did, the city volume series, that was fire.
Yo, bro, I'm telling you, this is all raw, straight raw. Like, nobody's telling me how to do this at all. So long story short, bro, I ended up creating this the series. It's called the SV series. And the SV1 was a straight raw tape. Raw footage, bro. And then what it did was I was recording people in the party, recording myself, having a good time. And at the end of the day, what I did was I put those clips together into a short 1-minute movie. And within that movie, I used different music to just cut up like a DJ. Imagine a DJ playing music, and it's just getting cut up, and songs just coming in and out. And you know, I had, that was just the mind I had. I said, if we're gonna do something big, let me at least get the footage of it and then put it out there and see what happens. So, long story short, I did that, posted online. Now, with the demand for another party is more now. So you know, we did another party. Same idea I took. Took the camera out, recorded again, everybody in the club, in the house party. Me having fun, them having fun, drinking, you know, having a good time. Made another clip. So by SV2, my mans had put me on and was like, yo, y'all getting paid for these parties that y'all throwing? I'm like, nah, we just throwing them, have fun, you know, enjoy people, you know, just celebrate life and just having a good time, bro. That's all it is. He was like, yo, you can be getting money for this stuff, because we wasn't thinking about getting no money. We was just trying to have a good time, whatever that meant, mm-hmm. You know. So the money wasn't even on my mind. I wasn't even thinking that way, to be honest. He was putting me on. He was like, yeah, I know a few people that in the club scene downtown that, you know, that are pretty much, you know, help you get, you can get paid for that stuff. And I'm like, dang, getting paid to have fun? Why not? I'm already having fun regardless. Why not get paid for it? So long story short, my man put me on a few promoters downtown. Shout out to Alvin, Drip Events, and my boy Reem, Pretty Ugly. He pretty much put us on and was like, yo, like, he put us on, let him know, like, you know, we throwing house parties. We gravitating a lot of people. And, you know, we can go downtown and promote at clubs and get paid per person. You know, if we get them in there before a certain time, we can get, you know, benefits from that. And we're like, I'm saying, like, why not? Like, we already having fun regardless. Why not add some money to it? So long story short, we started off with Alvin. You know, his scene was more of like a Caribbean island vibe. You know, it was chesting out. It was definitely a good experience. You know, we made our money, you know, and then we with Reem, it kind of just, it was more of like a hip hop rap, more of our type of like vibe. As far as our audience,
that's when we started getting to like KGB and stuff like that.
Yeah, yep, that's when we changed from the KGB. So our album was more of a Caribbean vibe, you know. And we started an audience there as well, but you know, it was the our main audience was really, you know, tended to like Kareem's promotion, with Icon, Venue, KGB, stuff like that. So with that being said, bro, it's like we're going from throwing house parties, now we're getting paid to go in the club and bring people in now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, how can you not want to do that? So we did. We started doing. Party started in like, I want to say like late July. We did our first. It was like a house. Not for. I'm sorry. It was like a the day party. We did it at Revel. First time inviting people. First time actually reaching out to people the way you know you're supposed to do it to get names and answer the guests and things of that nature. It was pretty successful. You know, we did it. We had fun. We had a whole bunch of people pull up. And, like, you know me, like I said, I got my phone out every time. So we got footage going for this joint. So now I'm going from recording scenes in a house party to now we're in the clubs now. So now with the name, throwing the name out, you see us going from house parties now to the club. Anybody looking at it is like, damn, they doing their thing now. You know what I'm saying? So with that type of, like, footage, I just continue to do it. I came out to probably, like, SV, probably, like, 7. Or 6.5, one of them. Like, it was a whole bunch of just raw footage, bro, that every time we had them joints, I used, shout out to iMovie. I didn't know what I was doing on there. I was just throwing clips in there, getting music, putting it together, and then putting it out on social media. So it was pretty much like a recap of, like, the events that we did. And as we're doing that, we're gaining more people as it's going. So more people are going. I'm learning to meet new people. So now the connections are going, and we're going from one club to the next club, and it's just connections, just building. And now that was pretty much that as far as like how we got into the club scene and like the partying thing. And I'm like, as we're going, it's like, yo, we started off. I'm like, yo, we're gonna do this like this. You gotta, you know, just bring out some hoodies type stuff. So you know me, like I said, I just got to create a mind. I'm like, we're gonna have people come. I might as well have them in our stuff. Get some merch for going. You know what I'm saying, so they can see it. So our first design that we did, we got screen printed. It was a simple black and red shirt. It just says Cityville over them with like a cursive. And we sold them for like probably like $10-$15, nothing crazy. Just to show like, you know what I'm saying, get the name out there going. So we did that. And then I came across, you know, fast forward about a year or two later, I came across another design I like, you know. So long, just to give you a little backdrop on a design, you know, it was a text message shirt that I believe you got as well. Right. Yeah.
I think I got the hoodie one of that.
Yeah. So that the whole thing came about, you know, with the party thing is when you bring your people in, they got to be in before 12 o'clock to get counted on your guest list. So if anybody hitting you up, pretty much, and the guest list has to be sent in by like right before 8 o'clock. So if someone hitting you up after 8 to get in, it's like you ain't. We can't do nothing for you at this point, bro. And I remember I had got a text at like 11:58 from somebody. It was like, yo, bro, we getting sent you tonight? I'm like, this nigga here, like, also, I'm shooting my language. I'm like, yo, this dude here, you know what I'm saying, that the list was already sent in. Like, why you hit me up now? So that person got left on red. And I looked at that message, I'm like, yo, we could kind of do something with this. Like, oh, just off the muscle. So I had connections to this other girl out. I think she's out in D.C. She was able to put it together for me, and I was getting my joints pretty much made from out there and getting shipped back to Boston. And obviously, the profit margin wasn't big at all at the time because, you know, paying for shipping. And then technically, if I wanted to really, like, get a profit, I had to probably sell them joints for, like, $80, $90. And starting off, you didn't want to do that just to try to build, your customers up. It was pretty much, as I was getting them coming in, I was just selling them for the regular price, and I wasn't making no profit. But what I was doing at the time was getting the brand name out and getting the marketing out. So we ran with the Yo Bro, we getting 60 tees. Left that red on, like, it was 11:58, 11:59. And those joints, people were just going crazy for them joints. Like, obviously, it was different, and it was an eye-grabber. Anywhere you go, you see a bubble, a text bubble, you're going to want to read that. And that's kind of what the mindset was with that. So all that was going on between 2016 and then 2020. And right before COVID, things kind of just like changed. You know, people didn't want to go to the clubs no more. You couldn't really go to the clubs no more because of the COVID. Everybody was scared of getting COVID. And people were really dying from this joint. So I kind of just took it my part to just kind of just back away. Because I didn't realize, at first I was still doing it, but I didn't realize how serious it was. So I started seeing how many people were dying. So then after that, I kind of just like took a back step from the whole like clubs, because you know the population there is pretty big. You know, you ain't gonna, people are coming from all over where to party. You don't know what you can catch that in seconds. So what I pretty much did, I kind of just took a little backseat from that. And obviously, you know, outside wasn't really open like that. And on top of that, with the COVID going on, you know, people were losing jobs. And at the time, you know, my job title happened to get, you know, pushed away because of the funding and things of that nature due to COVID. So now at this point now, I'm kind of just like stuck trying to figure out, you know, what I'm gonna do for work, how I'm gonna make money fast. And it was just like a no brainer for me out of nowhere. It was just like, yo, like if I could figure out how to make shirts on my own, not only would I be able to do it for the brand, but there's always birthday parties, there's always gatherings, there's always quinceañera with the Sweet 15 joints. I know I can't pronounce it right.
Oh, quinceañera.
Quinceañera, there we go. You know, there's always there's always opportunities to make a shirt for somebody.
Right.
And with that mindset, I said, if I can do that, not only will I be able to make money from the actual brand, but if people don't want to rock with the brand, they need something custom, whether it's for like a podcast like this or another brand, I could easily make that. So within that year, you know, I was just researching on how can I do this effectively and fast. So it took me about a year of just consistency, trial and error with shirts, trying to figure out how much heat to apply to the shirts without making them get bubbled up. Just testing and trial, like trial and error, just consistently. I didn't stop. Even to this day, I don't stop. But it was just my eager to just figure this out fast and get this stuff out so I'm making money, because I don't know what was next. I didn't know if I was gonna get another job. I didn't know like how, like I didn't know nothing, because this COVID stuff just blacked out everything. So you know, with that urgency, I just took matters in his own hands. And with the unemployment checks I was getting, I ended up buying a new laptop. So I reinvested right back in myself. Like the money I was getting, bought a laptop. You know what I'm saying? With the laptop.
There's a gem right there, people. There's a gem right there. Invest in yourself.
Yeah. People out there blowing money on what was it, 1952? I mean, drinking bottles. But I was just trying to figure out what I can do to you know, just better myself, put myself in a better situation. And like I said, I bought a new laptop, invested in myself. And with that laptop, I went on YouTube University. Shout out to YouTube. It was just researching how can I, you know, get these shirts out. And what I was learning was that a lot of people that are in this field are not artistic in a way where they can tell you what they want, but they can't draw it out. And luckily for me, I was able to do that naturally. If I'm thinking about drawing something or whatever, I can literally put that on paper and display it that way. And with the shout out to the Cricut machine as well, that's the software I use. I was able to get on there and pretty much just draw on there with the certain tools they have and create different designs. So fast forward, so a whole year. So this is all within a year. So within the year, I learned what equipment to get, how to use the equipment. And within that same year, I was selling shirts.
This is now 2021, correct?
2021, yep. So now within that time frame, I learned what machines to get, how to use them the right way, and I'm selling now. So now at this point, I'm like, if I could do this, I gotta like expand the designs. I gotta just come out with a whole bunch of more so people can see it's more than just the bubble text, more than just the regular 6-year cross and cursive like that. And like I said, they say if you love something, let it go, and it will come back and say to stay. And like I said, I was drawing and I stopped. And then what a coincidence that now I'm still drawing, but I'm drawing on the softwares now and bringing that art, you know what I'm saying, into the actual merchandise now. So I want to say by March, I think it was like March 29th, I had created probably about like 15 designs. And bro, I ain't gonna hold you. I didn't know what they was gonna do, how people was gonna react to them. I said, I'm gonna put this out there and see what the world think. So, you know, I made, shout out to Premiere Pro, another video software where I had pretty much inputted my images from the Cricut design, and I made like a preview video just to kind of like show the people, you know, what I've been working with and seeing. If you're rocking with it, hit me up. If not, it's cool. But my whole thing was just getting the stuff out there. So I probably dropped about like 15 designs at the time, right? And the next thing you know, I posted out. People hit me up, fire emoji, fire emoji. I said, oh, snap. I'm like, yeah, I got to be doing something good. You know what I'm saying? And I did something, like I put something out there that they like. So that kind of just boosted my, I wouldn't say ego, it just kind of boosted my drive a little more to know that, like, you know, I'm creating something that people actually rock with. So with that, it, you know, instilled a little more confidence into what I was doing. So from there, I was just trying to work on how can I display this where you can kind of see how you can kind of envision yourself wearing it so that it make you want to wear it even more. And that's pretty much what I was doing. I was just throwing my stuff on, taking flicks with them, you know, doing a little thing just so people could see what's going on, my artwork or whatever. And a lot of people was at first people were thinking I was getting this stuff shipped to me and then and going about that way. No one knew that I literally was doing everything myself. And then when they found out, it was like more of like a respect thing. Like, dang, I didn't know you was doing that. A lot of people, they kind of outsource their artwork or
Yo, bro, what you're doing is, I think that's a very challenging task because most people, they have the vision, but now they need somebody else to help bring that vision.
Bring the vision to life, yeah.
Bring it to life. You have the vision, but you're the artist too. So now you're the visionary and the artist.
Yeah.
So like that's quite a combination. And then on top of that, you know, just being able to navigate, you know, being an entrepreneur and like the systems and stuff. Like obviously, well, as you grow, I'm sure you can start really putting like more systems in place. But just the fact that you're the visionary and the artist, like there's not many people that are like that. Yeah, or at least if they are, like that's a hard thing to be. Be both of those.
Oh yeah, for sure. So it's like right now with the business, you know, I'm Mr. Everything right now. Mr. Customer Service, Mr. Get the merch out.
I get it.
You know?
I totally get it.
And like I'm not complaining. I got a lot on my hand right now, but I'm not complaining at all because this is a good problem. There's good problems and there's bad problems. The bad problems is trying to get customers, you know, to like what you got. But my only problem now is that I don't got enough time. I got the customers here coming now. I don't have enough time to get everything out all the time in a fast manner. But for the most part, I would say.
Do you have, like, who is your specific audience with this brand here?
As far as, like, the population, as far as, like, the age group? Or
just, yeah, I mean, you can say that, yeah. So, like, I've always learned that, you know, when it comes to, like, building like a brand in the business, like you always want to have like a specific audience. Like audience, yeah, you know, like my audience, Wellbeing Athletics, you know, my audience is athletes.
Right.
Putting out a lot of like, you know, athletic wear and stuff like that because that's who I'm catering to. You know, that 18-year-old athlete coming from senior year in high school going into college. Like that's the audience I'm looking at there, like athletes specifically. That's my audience. So I just wanted to know like who's like your specific audience with, you know, this brand here, because, you know, obviously if I've learned a lot that, you know, if it's for everybody, then it's really for nobody. So you always want to have like someone you're specifically trying to, you know, solve for, you know? So yeah. I was just curious about like who like your audience is for, you know, this brand here.
Yeah, so it's funny you said all that stuff though, because I'm gonna tell you, I'm kind of just put your words back onto what you just said. This brand right here is really just speaking for everybody, to be honest. And I'm gonna explain why I say that, because my whole brand is turning negative situations into positives and having that positive mindset. And there's not necessarily no specific age group where there's not anyone that can go that you can't go through that at any age. Like whether you can be 5 years old and you know, may have a problem with something that you can get over. You can push past with a positive mindset. You can be 80 years old and, you know, going through something that you could get past with a positive mindset. So there's not really no specific age group. But what I can say is, you know, this is just for anybody that's just trying to have a positive life, I could say. So whether you're going through stuff,
that's what I was looking for.
Right.
That's
so
what I was looking for, like,
right. So whether you're going through something or whether you're just progressing in life, just keeping that positive mindset and just spreading that positivity. Like, you know, in today's world, we got a whole bunch of negativity going on, a whole bunch of BS around the world with people killing each other, just doing a whole bunch of dumb stuff. But with my brand, when you put any of my garments on or any of my merchandise on, I want you to feel like you can go through anything, whether it's negative or positive, and continue to come out in the positive side with that positive mindset. Like, there's something you could learn from being in a bad situation that will help benefit you into that next level of your life. Whether that's with dealing with the female, whether that's dealing with sports, whether that's dealing with getting a job, like, you can apply this idea to anything in your life that you can think of. There's always a way to transition a negative situation into a positive situation, and just having that positive view out of it. So yeah, it's kind of like I said, this is primarily for people that just want to have a positive life and live a positive life. Or even if you're not in a positive life right now, you can be in a negative situation and still grow from that into a positive mindset. So it's like, this is why I say it's really for anybody, because you can have a bad start to your life, or however you want to look at it, and then progress into something positive. So there's lanes for anybody to you know, turn a negative to a positive. And that's pretty much my whole idea is with this whole brand.
Mm. Quickly tell me, like, so Sitchy. So since I've had this hat, I've had a lot of people like ask me like, oh, what's Sitchy? And I feel like I've been given like the right explanation of it. Like, yeah. I think there was a time when I was wearing the hoodie that I went to the Nike store, and this girl, she seen it. She's like, who's getting Sitchy tonight? I was like, it's about to be real Sitchy tonight, or something like that. I forget the conversation, but she had asked about it and she really liked it. But can you kind of just give like a quick, like, what exactly is Sitchy? Like, what's like the breakdown of it? Like, what is it? I just want to make sure, because I've had a lot of people ask me and I feel like I tell them right, but I'm like, sometimes I feel like I'm guessing too. So what is Sitchy?
Yeah, so it's one of those words where it's really like, yo, you can use, it's really on how you use it.
Oh, okay. Well, like, when those, like, interchangeable, like,
yeah, it interchangeable words. Anything, just, yeah, how you but, words. But for, like, for the most part, it's an adjective, you know, it's describing something, or what type of situation you're in. But it's like, Sitchy, it's just like, yo, like, what you did over there, that was real Sitchy over there. Like, you know, I there's plenty of ways of using the word, but the actual term, it's just, like, unique. I was able to just put the word out there, and you was like, people use it differently. People, like I said, people use the word Sitchy as a refer to a gun. Some people refer Sitchy to a female. Like, it's different ways other people are using it. But my, like I said, my whole brand is positivity. So if you are having a bad first half in a game, yo, come on, let's get Sitchy, man. Let's get right. Let's turn it up.
Right.
You know, it's one of those things. It's really just how you use the word. Like I said, it's an adjective. And you can just describe what you're doing. Like that party last night was real Sitchy. You know, like, oh, that's, you know, it's different ways of using it, but it's really like people are going to understand it based off of how you say it. But like, I use it as just being myself and just having that, like when people see Sitchy and they think when they ask me what it is, I'm just, you know, it's just a mindset I'm in. I'm in a positive mind. Like, there's nothing negative that's gonna stay negative in me. Being Sitchy is getting over that negative hump into the positive side. So you see Sitchy, oh, Mr. Sitchy, yeah, Mr. Turn negative to a positive,
like,
yes, you know.
Like that.
So Mr. Turn negative to a positive. That's how I look at it.
Now I'm glad I got clarity on what Sitchy is. Now I can you know, be able to officially give, you know, the proper description of what it means. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so far during this journey, you know, with this brand of yours, what have you learned about yourself, and how are you still like growing, you know, as you're still on this like journey of entrepreneurship?
Yeah.
So, what have you learned? So first start with, what have you learned about yourself so far?
Yeah, my biggest thing, what I learned about myself, is that literally anything I put my mind to, I can do. Like, there's nothing I can't tell myself that I can't do if I don't put my, like if I put my mind to it, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get it done. And I'll bring it all the way back to just the mindset that I have now. Like working before going into entrepreneurship, I wasn't thinking on the level I was thinking now. I wasn't thinking about taxes. I wasn't thinking about live actually. Well, we think about, living a good, like a luxury lifestyle, but we don't think about actually executing the proper steps to get to that level. We don't think about what it actually takes to get to that level. Like now I'm actually dissecting what it takes to get to that next level of being successful. And with that, I'm reading books now. I'm listening to podcasts. I'm barely watching TV. Like, I used to watch TV all the time and play video games, but I don't do any of that. Like for me right now, if it don't make money, it don't make sense. Like literally. So if I'm not listening to a podcast or watching a podcast, my TV's watching me. Literally. I'm on my laptop creating new drops for different seats, for different seasonal stuff, or learning how to just be a better person overall, and whether that's waking up earlier and being more productive throughout the day. I'm planning to, I pay attention, a lot more attention to people's lifestyle that I want to imitate or be better as. So that's like, I'm influencing online. I'm paying very close attention to who I'm following, who I'm not following, and who I'm keeping up to, because health-wise, it's not only just what you eat, it's what you see, it's what you're drinking, it's the people around you, the energies that are around you. And my whole thing is like, if I want to be the way I want to be successful, it's only going to work if I'm around other successful people or taking knowledge from people that are already doing what I want to do. And like, I even turn no post notifications on now from certain individuals, like shout out to Tej, the real Tej online. He's another
Oh yeah,
entrepreneur that's
Dante's.
killing the game. Dante, yeah,
Yeah,
he's
Dante's
killing
at
the
home.
game
Yeah,
right now.
his little bro right there.
Yeah,
Yeah,
he's
he getting
killing.
busy.
He's I done bought a whole bunch of his ebooks. And this dude got some real game. And it's like, yo, it makes like, bro, you there's some people that give you information to try to sell you stuff and you're kind of iffy, but it's like, yo, he makes it where a 5-year-old can read it and become rich, like literally. And shout out to him too, because he actually was the reason, one of the main reasons why I took that leap into actual entrepreneurship. I kept seeing his ads. It was like I was thinking about opening, starting my the clothing brand by myself, but it wasn't until I seen that ad that kept popping up on my Facebook about the so you want to build a clothing brand. It was like, yo, this is a sign.
Bro, yo, I brought the same course. I actually had learned about him from, I don't know if you know who Chris Johnson is, but
That's another like entrepreneur that's doing his thing. He's doing his thing.
yeah, Chris Johnson. That's actually how I learned about Dantes, because Dantes was a part of, we were all kind of like a part of what is it called? Chris Johnson, he has this university called Wealth Squad University, where it's pretty much, it was just, it pretty much just teach you like different ways to like make money, whether it's like through like crypto DeFi, whether it's through selling pallets and stuff like that, or if it's stocks or e-commerce. It's just different ways to just learn how to create wealth for yourself. And that's how I learned, because I know Dantes, he used to be part of that, and then he created his own thing called, I believe it's Limitless Investments or
Limitless
something like
investments.
that. Yeah.
Yep.
And so yeah, from that I had figured out that he was like, young and up and coming entrepreneur. And I saw his So You Want to Build a Clothing Brand, and I got that. So I had studied all that last summer. I was just going through that just multiple times, trying to figure out how to navigate with my brand right now. So definitely little bro is he's making it for sure. And I've come across a lot of people, but yeah, he's definitely one I paid attention to when it comes to like this clothing stuff for sure.
Yeah. Like I said, he's killing the game right now. He's definitely, someone to definitely pay attention to and put your money into, because like I said, my brain now, like I'm thinking on higher levels. Like before, it's like you're younger, before you, as your younger days, you're thinking like, oh yeah, I want this type of car, I want this type of house, but you're not really thinking about what are the proper steps to get to that level. And now it's a lot more like crystal clear on what I need to do, how consistent I need to be, how I need to avoid certain people, certain crowds, and how I need to just, continue to stay consistent and just push through all the whatever, there's humps, there's ups and downs to this game, and you got to just be able to stay level-headed through it all, because you don't want to get too low, but you also don't want to get too high. Stay in like the medium, but also stay consistent at the same time.
Right. Jim, I learned from Steve Harvey, you know, dreams are free, a hustle and grind sold separately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, so that's pretty much that. Like, I'm just, with that being said, you know, listening to his courses and paying attention to all that stuff, it just helped me, made me want to read more books, and just be more, like, maximize my days a lot more than what I was already, you know. Then I started my days early in the morning and being productive, like reading, waking up, drinking water, eating fruit, reading a book before you start going online and, you know, BS, and just wanting to just take care of your mind, body, and soul, because at the end of the day, if that's not up to par, you're not going to be able to be your best person at all. So, like, overall, it's just helped me just my overall well-being. And with that being said, it helps me while I'm actually in production with creating stuff or, you know, marketing things like that. I'm just trying to be the best version of myself and, you know, just prospering, learning from my mistakes, pivoting from them, and just, you know, taking off.
Right. All right. So what are, it doesn't have to be like a whole bunch of stuff, but just like, what are like some like resources you recommend for helping yourself, you know, with like mindset and like, you know, with your body physically and stuff like that? Like, just what are just some like quick gems you would recommend for helping improve, you know, yourself? Because remember, this is a self-improvement podcast, you know, so, you know, we want to drop gems on how you continue to self-improve every day.
Yeah, so one of the biggest things is, one of the biggest things is really just being real with yourself about stuff. That's the best way I can really put it right now. Knowing what you are, where you're at in life, where you stand, and whether you're happy or not, make progress. So just come into your senses with yourself, where you're at, and then figuring out what can you do to properly, you know, progress in any type of form of that way. Like, just knowing your self-worth, and then knowing if you need, you know, to progress in a certain way, how can you get that information, and how can you sustain that information? So, like, for anybody that's, you know, trying to maintain themselves or, you know, trying to just progress and be a better version of themselves, is who do you look up? I would say, like, who do you look up to that you see yourself doing the same things they're doing? Follow them. See what they're doing. Check on their Instagrams and check what type of stuff they're posting online or what type of stuff they're ingesting every day. And just keeping up those people close, because you are, like I said, health-wise, you are what you see, hear, hang around. And if you want to be like someone else that is in your position that you want, you got to just, you know, follow up on them and kind of just take notes and kind of put things in your own perspective and kind of apply it that way. Urgent. So just being around people that, you know, fit your future or match your future and taking notes and applying that to your life.
All right. So I have this segment that I'm trying out. It's called GAME. It's specifically broken, the acronym broken down. It's called Gems About Me. So I'm going to just ask you like a phrase or a question. You just answer it to the best of your ability, whether it's just like you answer it straight out or just fill in the blank. So first one, my name is and I am.
Oh, that was it. Oh, my fault. I thought he was giving an example. My fault. Read it again?
Yeah, that's the first one.
Right? I thought he was going through them right now. I got you.
My name is and I am.
My name is Miles and I am a hard worker, a consistent person, a positive person. Yeah.
First thing I do in the morning is
pray to God.
Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
To cope with stress, I
relax and think about the actual problem, if there's a problem, and figure out the right way to move forward.
All right, curveball. Top three things you look for in your dream person or current spouse?
Top three things? top three things for sure is loyalty, consistency, and cleanness.
All right. When I die, I want to be known for
a hard worker, the person that gave it his all, helped all people as best to his best ability, and always put a smile on somebody's face.
There you have it, folks. So, before we end off today, I just want you to leave our audience with a gem, like a powerful gem that you've learned, that you walk by, and then I just want you to drop a gem for the audience.
All right, so a powerful gem that I learned by, let's see.
No pressure.
I think a powerful gem that I learned by, that I kind of lived by, you know, is just maximizing the day. I'll probably say two. The first one I'll say maximizing your day. Mm-hmm. And that just means start waking up at 10, 11 o'clock on a Saturday, wake up a little early around 5, 6, or even 7, maybe even 8, and just being productive. Right. Just getting the most out of your days every day. That's one, because people always talk about, oh, I'm not this, I can't do this. And the whole time, those are the same people that wake up at 10, 11 o'clock from drinking the night before. So the biggest gem I would say is to start waking up early and being more productive throughout the day. And then the second one, being around people that match your future. So in other words, if I want to be successful and, you know, make all this type of money, live a certain life, a positive lifestyle, I can't be around people that are smoking and drinking all day long that I can't talk to about creating something new or a new business adventure that I have, because what can someone that's drunk and high all day long provide for me to help me better if they're drunk and high all day and I'm not? Mm-hmm. So pretty much, in other words, just being around people that you know that are driven just as much as you or more. You don't want to be driven around people that are less driven than you, because the only thing that's going to do is bring you below. And not to say that, so that's another thing is, don't be afraid to be around people that are not on your level, but think that way. So it's different between not being on your level, but still having wishes and dreams of, because what you can still do is instill that knowledge into them and they can progress with you. But in other words, on the other side of that, if you have people that are not thinking the way you're thinking and you're around them and they only got bad thoughts, what they're going to do is crush everything you say. As far as if you can come to them with a business idea that you think will blow out the mind, they're going to hit you with, nah, I don't think that's going to work. You need to do this. You need to do that. And the whole time they have no drive or no motive to do anything positive or productive. So just learning the difference between who you're sharing your knowledge with and who you're around, because that's going to be the difference between your future, what you do and what you don't do.
Yep. See, if you always want to know, if you want to see how a person really is, look at the people they hang around with.
Mm-hmm. And it's not a bad thing to be by yourself sometimes, because sometimes you may be the only one in your area on the same way. But once you start, you know, progressing, you'll come across the right people. So don't be afraid to, you know, take a few people out. Or not even saying take people. It's just a matter of dealing with them in a certain way. Because you can have friends that you party with. You can have friends that you get money with. Just know the difference.
All right, my friend. Drop off your socials so the people know where they can find you. You know, let them know where they can get the merch from.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So my main page on Instagram is Hurricane Earl. That's HURRICANEEARL. And on my media page, you know, all the Citchyville merch and all that's on there. You can add that page at Everything Citchy. And that's EVERYTHINGSITCHY. I'm on TikTok as well. Same thing. Just started getting on there. I'm trying to, you know, grow that page as well. So you can add that page. Same thing, Everything Citchy, EVERYTHINGSITCHY. And I'm on Twitter. I'm iffy on Twitter, but you know, I do post positive stuff on there as well as Facebook. But on Twitter, it's Hurricane Earl 93. So HURRICANEEARL 93. That's my Twitter feed. And then on Facebook, I'm Miles, MILES, Cool Breeze, COOLBREEZE, and then Earl, EARL. On there, I'm posting a lot of motivational stuff in the mornings as well. So if y'all looking for some positive you know, motivation to help you get started, check my page out. Oh, also, actually, all those pages. I'm posting positive stuff everywhere, but primarily on those pages right there.
I heard you. There you have it, family. Another day. Plenty of gems dropped. Make sure y'all tap in. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, Millennial Gems. Make sure y'all tap in on Apple Podcasts. Stay gemmed up. Stay blessed.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, bro.
No problem.